Today, the World Monuments Fund announced its list of most endangered places. And this year, there were some surprises, as NPR's Netta Ulupi reports.
Not surprising were the sites gutted by war. Like a creamy white modernist treasure called Teacher's House in Kyiv, a symbol of Ukrainian independence. In 2022, a Russian missile blast shattered its windows and glass dome. Another place on the list is Gaza. All of Gaza.
We want to choose very meaningful places.
That's the president of the World Monuments Fund. Bénédicte Desmoulards says her organization mourns human lives lost to war. Its mission is to protect the cultural places built and preserved by humans over many thousands of years.
As we all know, the Middle East is a cradle of civilization. And in Gaza, you have examples of those various communities and their heritage that have lived there.
For example, a church.
The Church of St. Porphyrius, which is the oldest active church in Gaza. And it's a Greek Orthodox church that was built in the 1100s.
Much more recently, in 2023, hundreds of people were sheltering inside the church when it was partially destroyed by an Israeli airstrike. More than a dozen were killed. The Israel Defense Forces said it was targeting militants, not the church. Desmoulards says Gaza's ruined buildings include mosques, markets, and irreplaceable cultural treasures like a historic hammam or bathhouse.
That was built by the Samaritan community during pre-Islamic times. Our hope is that after there is a ceasefire, we will be able to work with all parties to restore this heritage and to provide opportunities to people there.
Other endangered places on the list are threatened by natural disasters, climate change, like Africa's Swahili coast, or by the strain of over-tourism.
Adam Renoff here. I just walked up a steep road. I'm here at the Maijishan Caves.
Like these centuries-old Buddhist grottos nestled in the mountains of northwest China and filmed on YouTube by a tourist.
These are the grottos. We are up super high.
But there's one place on the World Monuments Fund most endangered list this year that's been visited by only a tiny handful of people. That place is the moon.
Blue moon, you saw me standing alone.
This is very unprecedented.
World Monuments Fund President Bénédicte Desmoulards.
Very timely, too, because we are entering into a new era of space exploration. There is a renewed interest on the moon. And of course, you have the first footsteps on the moon, and they are very, very fragile and need to be protected.
Those footsteps will likely exponentially increase. China, Russia, and India are among the countries now planning ambitious moon missions in a space race that includes billionaires Elon Musk and Jeff Bezos in lucrative contracts with the U.S. government. Netta Ulibi, NPR News.